frustrates you. If you're like me, you may say, well, how much time do you have? Because I got a list. I get so frustrated when my dog rolls in something smelly, when I open the back of my SUV and my just purchased watermelon falls out and explodes, when I'm driving behind someone going 30 in a 45, when my children act like they can't hear me calling them, but I know they can, when I line up things on the stairs with the expectation that my girls will actually pick it all up and take it to their room, but they don't, when someone leaves the milk out all night, when I'm put on hold with the cable company or transferred over and over through customer service and my problem is not fixed and I can never get back that 2 hours of my life, or when everyone in the room is buried in their phone and all you want is an actual conversation. I could go on, and I'm sure you can come up with a pretty long list yourself. And my list didn't even hit relational frustrations, lack of communication, miscommunication, expectations not met, the family running late, feelings hurt, people walking away from friendships because they sweep conflict under a rug, someone talking behind your back, creating a narrative that just isn't true. And what about this one? Did you see what they posted on Facebook? It's an entirely new source of frustration. Why do we get so frustrated at times? We get upset and annoyed, usually as a result of something or a situation we cannot change or control. I read that in psychology, frustration is actually a common emotional response to opposition, and it's closely related to anger, annoyance, and disappointment. That makes sense. I can feel all those things at times when I'm frustrated. If I experience, feel, or even perceive resistance or a wall of some sort to my will, plans, or goals, I will be frustrated. Oh, how I do not like it when things don't go my way. So what do? I'm sad to say there are times I lose my cool, and then I have to apologize. Frustration can quickly lead to anger, and anger, if not submitted to the Lord, will lead to sin. There are many tools that we can use when we get frustrated, like learning to let things go, know our triggers, practice deep breathing, get a fresh perspective, try a new approach, stay positive, trust all things work for our good, all good methods. But I wanted to go to the Word for some truth that can guide us when it comes to frustration. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Oh, how I love Scripture. I've read the 5th chapter of 1 Peter so many times, but that's what's so beautiful about God's Word. It continues to speak to you, and the same verse you've read for years can have fresh direction and guidance. As I was praying about my own frustrations, God spoke to me through those words in verse 6 and 7. Humble yourself under my mighty hand. I hold you up. Throw down all the anxiety, frustrations, and fears, all of it, no matter how big or small. I can hold it all for you and lift you up, give you peace, and love you through it. It'll be okay. Trust me. Peace, in the midst of any frustration, only comes when we recognize God is God and we are not. That's the truth. If you find yourself frustrated today, take a deep breath. Look at the situation from a different perspective, but ultimately, trust that God's in control. I'm Lori Klein.